Jimmy Johnson, you have talked before about mentally driving laps when you're not racing. How does that work? What are you thinking about?
I swam in high school, and our swim coach had us go through drills where we would take a stopwatch and hear the gun hit the start. We knew our stroke down to the wall, our flip turn, or kick turn, whatever our turn was, depending on your stroke, and then back, you know, for your given length of the swim. And from going through that in high school, I've been able to adapt that into my racing career. And we have so little time on track, and there's so many reference points around the track that you need to focus on as a driver, that I have found, you know, that kind of simple procedure has helped me be more aware and more in tune with what I need to do on the racetrack when I hit it.
So what's in your mind when you're mentally going through that race?
Just trying to hit the marks. I mean, there are points where my brain stops and I can't complete the lap, or I'll think of the worst thing, which is spinning out and crashing, and I'll just start over and come back into the start line, basically, of the race course, and start trying to connect the lap and put it together.